An oil spill at the Huntington Beach wetlands has renewed growing calls to permanently end offshore drilling. Environmentalists, including grassroots groups such as Food Water Watch California, are demanding Governor Gavin Newsom stop providing permits to fossil fuel projects and other offshore drilling sites. Many have pointed out that despite the fact that Newsom has committed to a greener, cleaner future, the governor's continued approval for fossil fuel drilling has enabled oil pipeline spills like the one in Huntington Beach. California State Senator Dave Minn, who represents Huntington Beach in Orange County, is calling for an end to offshore drilling, including projects in the works that have permits.
We deal with this type of disaster, it seems like, every 5 to 10 years, and enough is enough. I've called, as some of you have seen, for a ban or ending all drilling on state property, state waters throughout the coastline. There are about 11 leases, I'm told, that are responsible for all of the state water oil production in the state. We need to end that. I've also called on my federal counterparts to do the same, to end drilling in federal waters off the coast of California, not just a moratorium, but all drilling under existing leases. All of the spills we had recently have come from leases that go back 40 or 50 years. These are not new leases, and we need to end that problem because our coastline is too beautiful, it's too valuable, too precious, and too important for our economy, frankly, for us to keep running this risk of constant oil spills, which is endemic to oil exploration and drilling offshore.
According to state data compiled by Frack Tracker Alliance, there are 19 oil and gas agreements in California's coastal waters and 1,200 active wells. In federal waters, there are 23 oil and gas production facilities off the state's coast. About 370 wells are idle. Nearly 1,300 have been plugged. 5 permits have been granted to drill new offshore wells during Governor Gavin Newsom's tenure, according to the group. Since the spill, Governor Newsom said he agrees with the renewed urgency to restrict oil production and would support issuing more permits to abandon offshore drilling wells. He said there's challenges to making that transition.
The deeper question is, how do you transition out and still respect the workforce that, by the way, right now, folks that are out there, engineers and folks who are working those lines, are also working on the abandonment, on the capping of these wells as well. I mean, there's sort of an immediacy and opportunity in terms of that transition. The state of California just put up almost $750 million to help with the workforce transition. But we have to map that out, I think, with more clarity and more nuance. It's not just platitudes. People are naturally and understandably anxious about their future.
Out of the 3 marshes at the Huntington Beach Wetlands Conservancy, the Talbert Marsh has suffered the most effects. Reports already say the oil spill instantly damaged the ecosystem, likely in an irreparable way. The area spans 179 acres of land. An estimated 126,000 gallons of crude oil has seeped into the habitat, damaging not only the area, but all the wildlife that live there, as well as the food chain. California State Senator Tom Umberg, who represents Long Beach and Orange County, says in addition to environmental costs, the oil spill will have dire economic consequences for businesses already struggling due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our job is to provide the resources to contain, to clean up, and then recover. What are we going to do? What's our responsibility as elected officials to address the recovery? Businesses are just coming out of the COVID crisis. Businesses are just starting to open up again, and now they're closed again. Our job is to make sure that we contain, we clean up as quickly as possible so they can reopen, and then we make sure that those who are responsible make sure that those businesses are made whole, that they recover in a very profound way, and those responsible are held accountable.
Federal transportation investigators say preliminary reports suggest the oil pipeline spill may have been caused by a ship's anchor that hooked the pipeline, causing a 13-inch gash in the pipeline. Investigators also say Amplify Energy's emergency plans for an oil spill were not followed. The Houston-based company waited more than 3 hours to shut down the pipeline after getting a low-pressure alarm early Saturday. The alarms are supposed to trigger immediate follow-up response. It's unclear why that process dragged out for hours, potentially worsening the spill. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica News, I'm Nika Mirpour.